There are many layers to the evolution of Bianca Carelli. Locally, she spent part of her adolescence honing her stage presence and think-on-your-feet mental acuity as part of the Milton District High School improv team that competed nationally. The now 27-year-old, with a bachelor's degree in biology from Western University, has trained extensively in boxing, judo, jiu-jitsu and MMA for many years. She's even excelled on the pageant circuit, reigning supreme at the 2013 Miss Ontario and cracking the top 20 at last year's Miss Universe Canada. Now she's embracing the family business, sorta. The daughter of beloved WWE alumni Santino Marella, Carelli is now signed to WWE, as of February 2022, and competes in NXT as the resident beauty queen Ariana Grace, Miss NXT. After a fall 2022 ACL injury that required surgery, she's back taking her bumps in the ring. Milton Today editor Steve LeBlanc recently caught up with Bianca to discuss her development thus far, what's got her to this point and all things pro wrestling. With some time on the indie circuit and at the WWE's Performing Center and now in NXT under your belt, how are you feeling about the first phase of your venture into pro wrestling? One thing I love about pro wrestling is that it is always evolving and growing. Professional wrestling is an art, and day by day I am working to hone and perfect my craft. Working on the independent circuit helped me to gain confidence in myself as a performer, and the WWE has helped me to further refine my skills and present my character in the best way imaginable. I feel very lucky and grateful to be able to train and learn in the facility we have in Orlando, and I feel with all the tools I have at my disposal that the future is bright and my dreams will come to fruition. Has there been one individual training session or feedback from a trainer that's been particularly encouraging, reinforcing the belief that you're on the right track? When I first started wrestling, I was really nervous that I wouldn't be good enough because wrestling was something I had grown up around but never something I had done. I remember asking the first trainer I had, Tyson Dukes, at one of my first training sessions if he believed I could be a wrestler, and his response lives in my memories until this day. He looked at me like the answer was obvious and said, "Yeah, of course." He made it seem so clearly obvious that I could do it, and his belief in me really helped me believe in myself. Ariana Grace, aka Bianca Carelli, makes her ring entrance. Photo courtesy of WWE. Was your love of pro wrestling born from your father or elsewhere? What do you remember most from your days as a young fan? It was definitely born from my father. Getting to grow up around the business, travel to WrestleManias and meet all the wrestlers when I was younger left me thinking that working for the WWE just had to be the coolest job ever. So far, I can say it has been. As a young fan, I have very fond memories of going to indie shows with my dad or going on the road with him when he was performing at indie events. One in particular was a show in Ontario, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan was there with his 2x4. I remember thinking how cool he was, and how big. Women have made vast strides in pro wrestling in recent years, be it the depth of the division, richer storylines and more prominent spots on TV and PPVs. What single match or moment do you look back on and say, "Wow, respect for the ladies just reached another level"? When it comes to women's wrestling, I am extremely proud of the women at NXT and the incredible roster we have today. These women train so hard, and we all live and breathe this business. I really feel like our fans know that women's wrestling has reached the forefront of wrestling in general and see how many of our athletes are top-tier talent and amazing entertainers. It has been an evolution, a process where women's wrestling has grown into what it is today, and anybody can watch our matches on NXT and see that we do not hold back. What seemingly routine maneuver is most underrated for its level of difficulty? I would say any and every move is underrated. I think a lot of the things we do as wrestlers are high risk, and many fans are so conditioned to us always performing these moves that people forget how taxing it is on the body. Something as simple as a suplex or a clothesline leads to a high impact landing for both parties, and there is wear and tear on the body. What we do is very real. What aspect of your background has benefited you the most in your pro wrestling development thus far? Your MMA, boxing training, improv experience or time on the pageant scene? I would say that a culmination of all of my skills has allowed this career to fit seamlessly into my lifestyle. However, you would be surprised by how much pageant training really ties in. In pageantry, you are presenting an image, articulating in this image and illustrating a larger-than-life persona whenever you are on stage, and I feel wrestling and pageantry are cut from the same cloth. One just is a bit more physical than the other. If you could pick just one wrestler, past or present, to work a program with, who would that be and why? Of course, I would have to pick my father. He was my inspiration that led me to this career and one of the funniest people I know. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree though, so I do think if we were to work a program together, whether it be teaming or as rivals, it would be extremely entertaining. Is there one of your previous ventures that you think will most be talked about by commentators once you make more regular on-air appearances? The commentators have previously referenced my martial, combat arts background and my pageantry ventures as well. However, when I am actively in storylines, then commentary tends to discuss the storyline and drama leading up to the match to progress the stories. Outside North America, what country would you most like to perform in? I would love to perform in France because I am fluent in French and I would love to cut a promo in French to the fans. I have been fortunate enough to visit there and absolutely loved it, and am planning to return there again soon. The onset of social media and online news gave fans so much more access to pro wrestlers' personal lives and the behind-the-scenes happenings in companies. Do you see that as a positive or negative? I see it as both, depending on the wrestler and how they plan to use this tool. Personally, I use social media to connect with my fans on Twitch, TikTok, X, and Instagram. I use all platforms to create engaging content that will give my fans some entertainment and also help me expand my fan base outside of your typical wrestling fans. I really enjoy creating content and comedy videos. I do so with my partner often, and it is a fun way to be creative outside of our weekly show. Ultimately, we are able to determine what we want to share or what we want to keep to ourselves, and it's important to make a choice you will be happy with. Nowadays, everybody puts too much of their private info on the web, wrestlers or not. So it is definitely up to individuals to choose what makes them happy. What single piece of advice has your father given you, whether about wrestling specifically or life in general, that's made the biggest impact? My father told me to propel my ambition with a desire that is close to my heart. For me, it is helping others to be kind and loving to one another and to realize that we are all just a bunch of babies that grew up and nobody is really better than anyone else. We just all need to continue to empower ourselves and others to do our best. If I can help encourage people to be kind and loving using the platform that wrestling provides me, then I will feel fulfilled at the end of the day.